வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Translation. Prahlad Maharaj, thus fixed up in his mind with full attention, the mind and sight, everything was placed in complete trance. Thus, on account of love, he began to offer his prayer in faltering voice.
Asto sid harime kagya manasa su samadha. Prima Gadgadaya Vacha Tannasta Hridayekshana. This is gradual progress of spiritual mind. And this stage is called Prema. Prima Gadgadaya Vacha. So, we have to make progress as it is exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj. Adu Gurbhasram Sadharma Pritcha Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. The first business is Adu, in the beginning. Gurbhasram. Gurbhasram means to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Adu Gurbhasram. And this takes place when there is sadhya. This place, in this meeting, persons who have got little faith, they can sit down and hear. This is called sadhya. And the higher stage of sadhya is to completely accept the instruction of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is higher stage of Shraddha. In the lower stage, little faith. So here is something going on about Krishna. Let us sit down and hear. This is Kanishtha Shraddha. And this Shraddha, faith, has to be increased. That ultimately, in the mature stage of Shraddha, faith, that is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shraddha Shabdi Vishyat Sudhira Nishchar Krishne Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kridaha. This is Shraddha. Shraddha Shabdi, the Shraddha faith means Sudhira Nishchar. Shraddha Shabdi Vishyat. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mami Kang Saranam Vaja Aham Tva Sarva Papi Bhama Khrishyami. This is called faith. Yes, Krishna says that simply by surrendering at His lotus feet, one becomes immediately a liberated person. Krishna says that. Sarva dharmān paritrajya māmi kaṁ saranaṁ braja aham tvā sarva pāpibhya mokhayasyāmi. It's like if I offer you that if you do this work, I shall give you immediately 50,000 rupees. So, who will believe me? This man is a beggar, sannyasi, I will give 50,000 rupees. So there is no Shraddha. But we cannot do so with reference to Krishna. When Krishna says, Aham tva sarva papi bhama khrishyami, that is a fact. That is not a bogus promise. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-powerful, whatever he likes, he can do. And this is called faith. So after reading Bhagavad Gita, if one does not give this faith in Krishna, then it is useless waste of time. There are many so-called scholars, politicians, they declare that I read Bhagavad Gita daily, 3 times, but the result is no faith in Krishna. This is called useless waste of time. If you do not get the faith which is required by studying, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD reading for understanding God. That is ABCD. So if you do not understand in the ABCD, how he will advance in higher studies, that is not possible. So, if we cannot understand Bhagavad Gita, the ABCD, Krishna says one thing and interpretation in a different way. Krishna says, Aham adirhi devana matta sarvam pravartate. They do not believe it. The samaye vahi kevalam. To such persons, the Bhagavad says, dharmasyanusthita pungsan viśyakṣena katha sujyat notpādayat ratiṁ yadi samaye vahi kevalam. You are very religious, performing the ritualistic ceremony very nicely, going to the Ganges and taking your bath and dharma sanasthita pungsa. Very rightly you are executing your religious principle and coming at home, you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but you have no faith in Krishna. That is useless time, useless wisdom. Bhagavad. Samaye vahi kevalam. So, why this happened? Because these people do not approach the right person, Guru, Adu Gurubhas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visited by many learned Brahmins when he was at Puri, Jagannath Puri. So, one learned Brahmin, he wrote some poems about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many Brahmins who are coming, but all such reading matter, first it was to be tasted by his secretary, Sarupdama. If Sarupdama would pass, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will hear. Otherwise, why should he waste his time? Somehow he paused writing. So one Brahmin, he wrote something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and came to recite before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarupdamada found many mistakes in that poem. So, he did not allow him. So you do not know how to present theistic literature. You cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He chastised him about the mistake. So, to write theistic literature is not to be done by any ordinary man. It is not, because they do not know. So we should not read any literature which is not presented by a bona fide Vaishnava. It has been forbidden by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava mukhadina puto hari katha amritam sabaram na kartavyam. He said, Sanatana Goswami is our guide, acharya. His warning is that if a person is not Vaishnava, Don't hear anything nonsense from me. That is injunction. Don't hear. This is very rigidly to be followed. Avaishnava mukhadhinna puto hari kathamritam sabanam na kartabham sarpachishtu payojatha. One can argue, we can hear hari katha from any person. He may be Vaishnava or not Vaishnava. What is the matter? But Sanatana Goswami says, no. Now why it is no? Because it is like sarpachishta payojatha. Milk is very good, nice food, everyone knows. But if the milk is touched by the leaves of a snake, it is not to be touched. It is not to be touched. It has become possible. Very good example. Similarly, if we do not hear from the right person any Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita, because that is the beginning, the sarpachishta payojatha, he may be very big scholar, but because he is avaishnava, not devotee, it has become poet. In our country, we have got so many editions, not only in country, outside the country also, in your country, there are so many hodgepodge interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, and they are being read and being used for the last 200 years ago. But there was no effective result. It could not act, but as soon as this Bhagavad Gita as it is, we are presented and you are reading, so many thousands, they are becoming devoted. So therefore, this process, Prahlad Maharaj is demonstrating by his personal behavior, because he is Mahajan. He is Mahajan. Out of the 12 Mahajans, the Shastra says, Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. One has to follow the Mahajan, authorized person. Mahajan means authorized person. Ordinary John, commandment. And Mahajan means authorized person. We cannot take lessons, instruction from unauthorized person. This authorization must come through the disciplic succession. If the spiritual master, authorized spiritual master says, you do this, that we have to do. That we are singing daily. Guru mukha padma bhakta chittete kariya uikha. Arana kariya manaya. This is the problem. And if I think that I am more intelligent than my guru, first of all, guru must be pranapa. That is bogus guru. The guru, as specified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is not very difficult. Who is guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaragyaya guru haiya taroyaide, jare dakho tare kaho krishna upadesha. He is guru. One who is strictly following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after following him, he is just delivering the instruction as Krishna has said. Then you become guru. It is not difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered everyone. Therefore, our process is to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then try to understand Krishna's instruction. Just like here in our temple, first of all, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through his mercy, we are trying to understand Radha Krishna. You cannot understand Radha Krishna directly. That is not possible. That will be like that, sarpachishta payojatha. milk touched by the leaves of snake. There are so many Bhagavad reciters in India. They jump over to the rasa leaf without understanding Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nartam Das Thakur has sung, you know, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti Pave Hama Bujavase Jugala Pirita. Don't try to understand Jugala Pirita, Radha Krishna's love, abruptly. It is foolishness. You'll misunderstand. Therefore, Nartam Das Thakur, he says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. Rupa, beginning from Rupa Goswami up to Raghunath Das Goswami, six Goswami. Sirup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sijiv Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Six Goswami. So not from Dasa, Rupa Raghunath, beginning from Rupa to Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Kabe Hama Bhujava. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna. Love, without going through the instruction of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Dasa Goswami, that is that. So, we see practically how Prahlad Maharaj immediately attained the stage of prema. Here it is said, prema gadagadaya vacha. Prema, that prema is not this prema. The lusty desire, that is not prem. Prem, one has to learn. One has to go through the discipline or discipline to attain the stage of prem. As Prahlad Maharaj said, he first of all followed the instruction of Brahma, then immediately he got the favor of Lord Nisingadev. And after getting there, he got the prema state. You cannot go immediately to the prema state. That is also Rupa Raghunath Pade. Rupa Goswami has said, in second angle, Adau Sadhya, Tatu Sadhu Sangha, Ato Bhajana Kriya, Tatu Anartha Nimitti Sya, Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi, tatha shakti, tatu bhava, sadhukana ayam premna, pradut bhavi bhavatkama. These are the krama. You cannot get prema state artificially crying, falling down, and then smoking bidi. This is not prema. Prema you have to learn by the karma pantha. That karma pantha is the same. Adau sadhya. Adau sadhya. Sadhya means faith. Yes, Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityajamāmetam. It is right. This is faith. This is the beginning of faith. Now, to keep the faith or to increase the faith, you have to live with faithful servants of Krishna. It's our This institution, the center, is meant for giving a chance to the common people to get association of devotees. Adava sadhya tatu sadhu sam. Sadhu means those who are well behaved in Krishna consciousness, not upstarts. They are called sadhu. So, those who are living in this temple, they must be strictly, very well behaved, so that whoever will come out of Shraddha, if he sits down for some time and sees your behavior, then he will be influenced. And if you become third class, then how Sadhu Sangha will be affected? No. You must strictly follow the regulative principles as given to you by your spiritual master, Shastra. You must follow. Then people who will come in contact with you, they will be benefited. Adau sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. And if we regularly make sadhu sangha, then the effect will be, he will try to become a sadhu. That is initiation. Initiation means the beginning of becoming a sadhu. Not that after initiation immediately becomes a sadhu. No. If you follow, that's like we instruct, that you chant at least 16 down, you have no illicit sex, you cannot take any meat, fish, egg, or you cannot have any intoxication up to drinking tea and smoking, and you say no gambling. This is the process of becoming a sadhu. This is called bhajanakriya. Then anartha, these are anartha. There is no need of smoking, it is useless, but we have practiced. Therefore they are anartha. But if you follow the devotional process, then anartha will be finished very soon. That is the test. Test means bhakti padasanubhava virakti anartha syat. If you are actually advancing in bhakti, devotional service, then automatically you don't like this nonsense practice. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Automatically. That is the test. How far? The anartha nivitti sya. These are anartha. Then it is nishtha, firm faith, then ruchi, test, then asakti, attraction, then bhava, then prama. So, Prahlad Maharaj is on the stage of prema. Prema gadgadaya vacha, tannasta hidayekshana. When you attain the stage of prema, then your core of heart is cleansed for welcoming. He's there for seeing. Therefore, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasadaiva hridayeshu vilochanena. You can see God within your heart. He sees it there. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesya arjuna tishtati. You get, there is, Krishna is there within your heart. But you cannot see because you have no prema. You cannot. Krishna does not expose himself to the non-devotees. He does nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya jūva māyā samāvṛta. He will not expose himself. But if you attain the stage of prema, as Prahlāda Mahārāja attained, then you will see. How you will see? Sadaiva, always. Not that for 2 minutes I see and Krishna is no more there. No, not like that. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva. Sadaiva means constant, incessant. You can see. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilopayanti janga shama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindamadipuram tama. Then you can offer your prayers to Krishna, Govinda, and then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness process. So try to follow the path chalked out by Prahlad Maharaj. He is one of the Mahajan. Out of the 12 Mahajan, he is also one of them. He is our guru. So try to follow Prahlad Maharaj's instruction and behavior also. Thank you very much.